And we wanted to touch on another big story that is developing this hour. James Murdoch has stepped down as executive chairman of News International. That's the British arm of News Corp. Murdoch and his role at News International have come under intense scrutiny amid Britain's expanding phone hacking scandal at all of the Murdoch-owned newspapers there. Joining us now, John Burns, London bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times. John, what are we to make of this stepping down of John Murdoch? I guess we can't say resignation, can we?
Well, he's going to stay. James Murdoch, who is the second son, 39 years old, of Rupert Murdoch, is going to retain a senior position in the News Corp hierarchy in New York and shift his focus to the international television business. So he's not out of it, but it certainly seems to me to make it less likely that he will remain the heir apparent to his father, because this is a humiliation. He's stepping down from his position as chairman of News International, the British newspaper subsidiary of News Corp, at a time when, of course, the criminal investigations into the phone hacking and police bribery that went on, at least purportedly, so far as police bribery is concerned, but it seems pretty clear it did, at the News of the World and the Sun, that criminal investigation is gaining speed. So you could say this was a predictable move, but quite humiliating nonetheless.
And is it an acknowledgement on the part of News Corp that they had to do something? That is perhaps Jane Murdoch the sacrificial lamb here?
Well, I think the family will do everything possible to make sure that he doesn't become that. But I think it's beyond their control now, because one of the key points of the investigation, of course, is who knew what and when and what did they do. And the most pressing of those questions focuses on James Murdoch himself, and at what point in his now five-year tenure, ended today, as chairman of News International, did he know that there was a widespread pattern of phone hacking going on at the News of the World? There was an email that was sent to him indicating in 2009, as I recall, indicating that it was a widespread pattern, an internal company email, which he acknowledges having received, but which he said he did not read through. At least he didn't read the string that was attached to it. So he was then accused at a parliamentary committee in London of a number of things, either of running a criminal enterprise and not knowing it, as one Labour lawmaker put it, or of incompetence, gross incompetence.
Both of which are equally bad. John, I just wanted to ask you one question, because maybe this is common practice in Britain, and I just didn't know. Did you actually get to borrow a police horse for a year? Is that de rigueur for reporters there?
Well, I don't think you and I could. There were 12 police horses that year put out to
pasture.
Friendly homes, and one of them was Rebecca Brooks, but
yeah.
I don't think you and I would have got one.
Yeah, I guess that means you didn't get to ride. They say
I did not know.
If wishes were horses, John Burns would ride. John Burns, London bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.